media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here today. We now welcome in the call the head coach of the Stony Brook Seawolves, Chuck Priori. Good morning, Coach Priori.
Good morning.
Good morning. Another exciting game for you guys on Saturday. Win the Golden Apple 28-21 in overtime over your rival, UAlbany. What impressed you about the way your team played Saturday?
Well, I think, we got off to a good start. Albany came fighting back. You play the game and you throw punches at each other. And I think, Albany took that last drive, 19 plays, I believe, for the tying score. We got the ball back. We were able to move it down at the field goal range, long field goal. We did not make it, and we forced overtime. But I think the thing that impressed me about my team was the confidence level we had after Albany scored to tie us. I think everybody believed, obviously, if given another opportunity to get on the field to win the game, that we would, and it turned out that way.
Big play in the overtime, game-winning touchdown catch by Harrison Jackson, a guy that obviously Ray Bolden is one of the best players in this league, and everybody talks about him. But talk about Harrison's play there at the end to be able to catch that game-winning touchdown.
Yeah, unfortunately, Ray had gotten injured at the end of regulation, so he was not available for us in overtime. Harrison's our next guy. He's had a very good season. He's a guy that coming off three ACL surgeries in the same knee. Two he had at Boston College and one he had with us last year. So the kid's a trooper. He's a player. And really was impressed by, he made two plays in a row. He caught the first down catch and broke a tackle for about 11 and then caught the fade in the end zone for the touchdown. So really impressed by him, his effort, and his willingness to want to be successful.
We're here with Stony Brook head coach Chuck Priori. If you have a question for him, just hit star one on your keypad. We've got one in queue if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Kevin Mayer with News 12 Long Island.
Hey, Coach, good morning. How you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good, good. Just what does it mean to be able to coach a team at this time of the year that you can kind of dangle a little carrot in front of and start mentioning maybe tournament play, postseason play?
Certainly I'm really happy for this seniors group success. They've stuck together. They've worked hard. They've had a good career individually, and as a team we've been okay. So I do agree with you. It's awesome to be playing meaningful games in November. Obviously our focus is on Saturday and needs to be on Saturday, and as a Wagner team coming in. But, I think that there's a level of excitement that's going around here. Our women's soccer team just won the Mercury's Championship. It's going to go to the NCAAs, and we had the big win Saturday. And so there's a level of excitement going on to be successful on the athletic field.
Your next question is from the line of Adam Peck with Brooklyn.
Hi, good morning, Coach. Congratulations on the win on Saturday. This is the first game that you had without Timon Paris on the offensive line. Can you talk about how that changed the makeup of the offense, if at all? And I mean, one thing that did stand out was the time of possession, which Stony Brook usually does a really good job of controlling. Favorite Albany this week.
Well, first you're not going to replace Timon. He played a lot of games here, and obviously a tremendous football player. But Jonathan Haynes, we moved over from right guard to left tackle, so he started his first game at tackle for Stony Brook, and he really did a tremendous job. Played the game with a level of excitement, a physicality, and was really impressed with him. Jackson Miller, our other tackle, really stood out. He stepped to the plate also. So I think we're fortunate enough to have depth on the offensive line. We missed our center and left guard for four games during the middle of the year, and we were able to plug some guys in as Jonathan came in and played guard. He's now playing tackle for us. We're confident. As far as the time of possession, Albany just did a really good job. They're a huddle team, and they take the clock down. And we got it back in the third quarter by having the ball for 10.5 minutes, and then they got it back in the fourth quarter. But that's sort of Albany style, and once again, kudos to them for doing it.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Christopher Heidel with Herb FM Sports Radio Baltimore.
Hi, Coach. How you doing?
Good morning.
Talk about playing Wagner. You know, they're up there in your neck of the woods, Long Island, New York, and all that stuff. What's it like to play another New York squad?
Well, it's awesome. You know, we had Albany last week, so, you know, our battle cry for the last few weeks is win New York. You know, Albany being a rivalry, Wagner being from Staten Island, you know, a little bit over an hour away from here. I mean, it's a good program. I mean, they've been to the NCAA playoffs as representatives of the Northeast Conference. You know, they've got a talented group of people. You watch them on film. So I think it's exciting to get to play them again because we were in the conference with them when I first got here in the Northeast Conference. So it's good going to be to get back to that game again.
And let's talk about your seniors. I think it's senior day there at your stadium. Let's talk about your seniors. What do you like about them this year, and what are you going to miss about them?
Yeah, I mean, I think the first thing is when our season was over last year and we lost four games, you always want to call on your leadership. And we had 19 seniors returning, so I was very fortunate with that. And as a group, honestly, they got together and they basically made a decision on how they wanted things to go for the rest of their career here at Stony Brook. And then they took the leadership when we got back to school at the end of January, and they haven't wavered on it from a work ethic standpoint, from a ability to communicate within the team, their ability to perform in practice and stay with focus. So it's really been an awesome group. Going to miss all of them for different reasons, but all of them are going to be very successful in the next stage of their life.
Well, good luck this week, and have a good week of practice.
Thank you very much.
Chuck, you guys were able to come up with some big turnovers in that Albany game to get some short fields, one on the opening kickoff and another there at the 9-yard line, able to turn them into touchdowns. You were able to do the same thing on the road in Richmond. How big is that been, not only to be able to force those plays, but then able to cash them in?
Well, yeah, certainly. Points off turnover may be one of the key things you look at the end of the game. You know, we had two turnovers, but we let up 0 points off those turnovers. And as you said, we got 14 points off their two turnovers. You know, you play the game aggressively, and the ball bounces your way a couple times, but you absolutely have to take advantage of them when you get them. You know, our red zone offense has been very good this year, so, you know, we've been able to turn most of those opportunities into points.
Sitting 6-1 in the league, and then as you've touched on playing Wagner this week, is it a good, bad thing to step out of conference? Is it good to get a break, or would you obviously you guys have a lot on the line to be able to win, but how different is it to step out and play a non-conference game this late in the year?
Well, I wouldn't call it a break because the only break we would have is if we weren't playing. So Wagner's very good. You know, as far as that, you know, the schedule's made well in advance, so we knew what we had going into this 11th week of the year. You know, I think it's really just having the mindset of understanding you got to take the field every day and prepare the same way no matter who your opponent is. Stay focused on your task. You know, obviously we've got the 6 league wins, which we're excited about. But obviously it's important for us to get our 8th win overall, which is this Saturday. And it's going to be a tough one versus a good football team.
All right, Chuck, thanks as always for the time this morning, and look forward to talking again next week.
Thank you.